And that's all we're legally allowed to play.
Yep. Yep. Otherwise, we'll get El Suo'd.
El Suo'd.
Yeah, so I can't do... First, I don't get it. You know what I should do?
I don't get a lot of things.
You know what I should do? Is I should get a splitter.
Yep.
That just goes into output one. Because then we could run separate lines.
Sure.
And then we'd both be able to hear it. So as soon as we... put it on music instead of streaming.
Yeah.
It'll take it off separate things.
Okay. I'm going to pretend like I understand what you're saying to me. There's a reason you're the tech guy and not me.
Well, it's just there. That's better. I was a little quiet.
You were quiet?
Yeah. No. So right. I had it on separate channels. So each of us had our own channel.
Yep.
You know how I made you tap mic.
Yep.
Well, that's only if we have it in music mode.
Yep.
And in music mode, for some reason, output two, your headphones don't pick up your countdowns, the drums, all that other shit.
Okay.
So as soon as I put it back to streaming mode, now you can hear everything.
I gotcha. But oh, so I see what you're saying, putting a splitter in channel one.
Put a splitter for just channel one, because then we're just going off of one output.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
And we'd still hear ourselves and everything else.
Right. Yeah, that'll make it a good sense to me.
So, yeah.
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 Yeah. All right.
That's it.
Cool. Well, okay. So we're back to an episode of Burn Notice for the first time in quite a while.
We are.
It's season 2, episode 9,
yeah,
which is the final episode of the first part of season 2. So the first half of season 2, this is the end of it, according to this thing.
Oh, okay.
That's the as you can imagine, the 9th episode of the second season and the 21st episode overall.
Hmm. That's right, because there was only
like it was 11. It's like a short, or like short,
12.
Yeah. This episode marked the conclusion of the first half of season 2 with a cliffhanger ending. Ooh. At this point, no new episodes from this season would be aired until the following January.
Really?
Yep, and this aired in September 18th of 2008. So it was quite a wait.
That is.
To get to the back half of that season. So we were watching Good Soldier. Synopsis, hired by Fiona's boyfriend's friend, Henry. Michael poses as a disgruntled bodyguard to thwart a kidnapping plot masterminded by a ruthless man named Lesher.
Hmm.
And apparently, there are two continuity errors here. We'll get to them as we go. So whenever you're ready, but unless you got something to cover before we hit play.
No.
Yeah, all right.
No, I was just waiting for
you. Jump right in.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. Back to our roots.
Well, I don't know if this is our roots, but
more Rudy. No
credit, no Rudy. You're stuck in whatever. Good movie. Good movie. Man, I didn't realize how early my June vacation is this year. I usually take it at the end of the month, but all the a-holes took all the last 3 weeks of the month, so mine's the first full week of June. It's like almost pointless.
Yeah, you might have bad weather. You never know.
Well, I like taking it at the end. It used to be better when Summerfest was like right in that window, but
yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Could just save it.
I already picked it. I can't save it.
We don't even pick vacations.
Well, it's because you're lame.
Yeah, I just take it when I want.
Whenever you feel like it.
I just go into the set office and say, hey, I'm taking this week off, and they say, okay. Meanwhile, everyone else has to put on a calendar and fight for
them. Yeah, do a whole thing. That's pissing me off, dude. So if we got to remember, Michael had a guy duplicate this fancy card so he could get into this building.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's right. Yeah, that it was like part one of a bigger,
a larger, mission. A much larger arc.
Yeah. And he just keeps stringing them along, doing separate little things.
Yep. So Sam's already ahead because he's here helping Mike with this. He's the backup waiting in the car.
Yeah, I'll give you that. And he's running comms.
Mm-hmm. Andy comes with the jokes.
It's always in the conference room.
It's always the conference room.
That I already said that. You can't repeat what I said. It's rude. That's a sniper perch. Hang on a sec. Most people think snipers like to shoot from low. The fact is, the best sniper position is inside a room through an open window. It hides the shooter.
Yeah, you gotta be sit back from it though. Not like most shows where they the barrel's hanging out.
Yeah, I would lay on top of it. It's far enough in though.
Yeah,
you have more stability laying
sure,
fully in.
Laying.
Oh boy, here she comes.
And Carla rides a motorcycle.
Biker babe.
Yep. You better scoot. Your burn notice lady just showed up. It should say burn notice lady underneath it. It really should have.
They missed an opportunity.
They missed an opportunity there. Hey, points for Sam.
This is 1 point for a whole
thing.
I know. All right, let's not get fucking hard over it.
I get it. I'm just saying.
I know you got a hard on for Sam, which is weird.
I'm just saying it solidifies the point that he was getting because I feel
you already gave you the point.
No, I feel like you would have, at the end of it, if it had been close, you would have argued with me about the first
one. I wouldn't have.
Bullshit.
I am very reasonable.
No, yeah, my
when
ass.
It comes to this stuff.
But yeah, I'm sure you are.
I am.
Yep. Yep, yep.
You're being ridiculous.
You, Mr. Reasonable.
I am, thank you.
Uh-huh. Unbelievable.
Carlo makes a point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Hey, Mikey.
To surveillance. Yeah, don't worry. Carlo's not going to know. I'll even give him another point because this is a separate scene.
Okay. All right.
Because he's doing a whole different thing. Now it's on Carla.
Yeah, whole different thing now.
Yeah, poor Sam. Having to watch that all day.
I know, yeah.
I don't know. I think I should take that point back.
I mean,
because is it really work?
Here's the thing. I'm not saying that what she's wearing isn't like, she doesn't look good in it.
It could be
better. But if they're going for her to be sexy, why'd they put her in like a full tank top swimsuit?
Yeah. Doing the breaststroke.
Randomly in the pool for no good reason. That should do it. Oh, you better not let Carla catch you with that access card. You may need it later. It's always a challenge hiding something sensitive that you might need quickly. Any hiding place involves a trade-off between security and access. Hiding something in the sewer main under your floor and it's secure, but good luck getting to it. This is actually kind of genius.
Yeah.
Do-it-yourself versions are known in the spy trade as slicks. Easy to slip something in, easy to slide it out. Fiona. And Campbell.
He's just missing everything.
Yep. See, they throw Fiona's boyfriend under that. Why not? I'm telling you, they miss putting burn notice lady underneath Carla.
White. They're white. They're white.
Did you get a flash of some panties in there? Okay. Yep,
they're white. Could be a swimsuit.
It's a weird thing that he's like all cool because they put him through this shit like an episode, two episodes ago.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, Fiona. I know it's a lot to ask. And he's gonna do it like he always does because it's Fee.
Yep.
The awkward shoulder pat and then hold.
We've all done it. We've all done that. We're just like,
yeah, this is too much now.
Yep.
It's that cherry hit on the end. On every the time. End,
it's great, isn't it? Because you get it every time.
Like, and you and you get excited for it. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, oh, cheer, wine.
It really
vodka,
is what
cherry.
The only way cheer one can make you happier is if it's also getting you drunk, and we managed to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I've
we
done it.
We found the secret ingredient.
I've done it with whiskey, and it's good.
Sure.
But it doesn't have this effect.
No.
Like, it is very separated.
It splits the flavors.
It is. It is. It is phenomenal.
Yeah. That little bit of vodka, like, finds its way into the middle of the flavors and really, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's very strange. I'm here for it, though.
And it, and like you said, it's every sip.
Every time.
It's not, like, some fluke where it's split at the top because the alcohol mixed weird.
Right.
It is every sip.
Every
the
sip.
The cherry comes in for the ending bang.
Every time.
It's a cherry bomb, if
it's
you
cherry
will.
Cherry bomb. Sure. Sure.
Yeah. Curry would be proud.
Would he?
Yeah, we're drinking a drink that he would probably like because of bomb.
Because, oh, God, I got you the bomb part. I got
you the bomb part. And we're canceled.
That's good. You like my comment to him about his post getting taken out on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying, but I get where they're coming from.
Dude, mine fucking got deleted twice.
Really?
For the same tickets.
Ugh. I gotta Venmo you some money for that.
Okay.
Or
your dad
Zell you or whatever.
Your dad bought some.
Nice.
I didn't really have to twist a whole lot of mom's arm.
No, I'm sure not. Yeah.
I told her about it, and I suddenly, she was like, Papa just Venmo'd you.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. So I'm not sure what they were just doing, but they were looking at files and doing some research, so I'll give Fee a point. Because they were doing something. We weren't paying attention, but.
Correct. But it was something more than.
Just talking. Yeah, they were. They, a thing was occurring there.
Or was it to involve her own case?
Well, but so he's already on the job, right?
Yeah.
So she's not. She doesn't get a point for bringing him a job like that. We've already established that if you bring a job, that doesn't earn you a point. That's
correct.
Like,
I'm saying, or is it part of the job that she's created for him?
Right, but even if it is, if she's helping, it's still a point because we're not. We don't give points only for helping on the big case.
I know.
Otherwise, no one would get points.
Seems kind of.
Are you arguing against points for your favorite person?
You know, it's just a logical thing.
Sure. I mean, if you don't want her to have the points, she doesn't have to have the
points. I don't
point.
Like Campbell. So, you know, I don't think the job should exist.
Oh, my God.
But I'll take it.
Isabella that he thinks he can control. And it's you? I didn't even look at you.
I
kind of done this thing before, Henry. A recently divorced alcoholic with money problems. He'll open my file and think it's Christmas morning. And then? And I let slip some information that convinces him this kidnapping isn't worth the trouble. It's my job to make him walk away from the game.
He looks a little jittery. You think he'll hold it together?
Hey, at least she's hiding. At least she's hiding better than she did that one time. She was just weirdly standing like a hooker in the middle of the street.
Right? Leaned against a pole.
Yeah. So the question becomes then, is she getting a point for being here with him now?
She's helpful.
If she's helpful. Yeah, so she did all the paperwork to make this convincing.
Oh, by the way, happy St. Patty's Day.
Oh, yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day.
We should have got some green vodka. I should have ordered some colored.
I mean, it's red.
That's true. That's true.
That's a color.
The Irish had a war in their diet sure. a lot.
We're drinking potato vodka. They had a potato famine.
We drink about their misfortunes,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. I could be wrong, but that bartender looked like it was Oscar Isaacs.
I don't know what that is.
He's in a bunch of stuff now. He plays Poe Dameron in Star Wars. He's Moon Knight in the MCU.
Okay, so it's a bunch of shit that I'd never seen. Nerd.
Just saying. He's nerd. Around. He's around. Pretending to be drunk, Mike pretending to be drunk is great.
Yeah.
Because, like, it not only is he drunk, but he comes off like he doesn't give a shit about anything, mm-hmm. which is, like...
Selling yourself as a traitor, you can't be too eager. A good op will walk away from a recruitment that seems too good to be true. That's confidential. I asked me this question. I'm sorry. If I want to offer you a job, I should just come out and say so. I just think it's a shame to see a man with your talents wasted on a job that's beneath him.
A man of your talents. All he's seen is him drunk eating olives.
Correct. And he yeah. says that he's special forces.
Right.
Sam eating again.
Yep. Does he get a point for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Anybody unauthorized sets off an alarm? That's the room service guy. He's authorized. Call me if Carla makes a move and order yourself some dessert. I'm all over it, buddy. It doesn't have to be food, right?
He left the key in, mm-hmm. in the door.
When you search a spy's room, you don't waste time checking the safe. You have to assume they're as creative as you are.
Which means that the safe would be the best place to hide something. If every other spy is just going to ignore it.
Reverse psychology, yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's not a bad hiding place, actually.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. In the can light. The Supreme Overlords. You see the sniper?
I believe that's the dude that becomes friends with him, and then he finds out that Michael actually burned him.
Jesse? I don't think so.
It looked like Jesse.
It sort of did, but I don't think it is.
Maybe it's not.
Because Jesse doesn't show up till like the last season or two, doesn't he? I don't think he comes in super early.
I think
early.
He's in there for a couple seasons.
Yeah, he's for a handful, but I don't think he's like pops up in season two.
But this is building up. You got to remember.
I don't think that's Jesse, though.
It might not be. I don't
it
know.
I agree. It looked like him. Looked like him, but I don't think it was. It makes more. That would be an interesting thing if they had made that Jesse.
Because this would be leading to burn him.
Right. I mean, I don't think it. I'd be shocked if they had that level of force.
But I think you're right. I think it like comes out like season five is when he starts getting burned.
Yeah.
And then season six is when he comes for help.
Yeah. Because it's. I don't think it's a storyline they planted this early. I think it was like they're like, wow, the show's getting kind of dry. Let's throw a new character in there.
This aired in 2008.
Yeah.
So it would have been season four he comes.
Oh, okay.
Because he says he premiered on June 3rd, 2010.
Well, but remember, so this aired in 2008, but the back half of season two didn't air until 2009, so he might show up in season three.
Guilty as Charged is the episode he shows up. Season four, episode 12.
Season four, all right. So he comes in earlier than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the show's only got six seasons or something, right?
Nine.
See for yourself. Has more seasons than I thought. And he shows up in season four. Fucking A. He's in more of this show than I thought. Princess, this job sounds good.
Hey, do you think you could drop me off at the Hilton? I got kicked Seven.
Out of Seven, okay. He's still in more of the show than
he's
I
still
thought.
In four seasons
yeah,
of it.
That's crazy.
Because you got to remember, I think season six is when he finds out that Mike Byrne is the one, him. The reason that burned him.
Yeah. Nate. You're asking your brother for help on a job? I'm trying to be supportive. Got my last burger. There's some Trinity Union ham and favorite. Hamel made it. He's so grateful you're helping Henry. You know me. Anything for Campbell. By the way. Anything for Campbell.
Once again, he doesn't eat real food.
No, never.
Hello? Michael. Carla, so good to hear from you.
I got an interesting report today. Someone used a key card to get into a certain office building. Know anything about that?
Key card? All the key cards I had, I gave to you.
Is that so?
What if I hear anything? You're my first call. Let me get a pen. What's your number?
Cody Pats too.
Right, she's not even there to like see what's going on, and yet he's like, ah, let me see. Do I have a? Like, she's good looking. They are not doing her favors by shoving her into one pieces, no. Man.
Jesus Christ.
Sam's got all the soaps.
What the fuck? Again.
Right. Why are we jamming her into one pieces? Everyone, every other person in this entire show is walking around in a two-piece string bikini, and we're going to put Carla into a one-piece.
Yep. Stash of soap. Yes, hide that, Sam.
Right, because he doesn't want housekeeping to find it. He wants housekeeping to keep refilling the soap. I, you know, okay, so every time I see this, they do a pretty good job on casting, because I do think, just based on, like, looks alone,
they could be brothers.
They could be brothers. Mm-hmm. They're close enough that they could for sure be brothers. Paid Nate $50 to do this. He's making like 10 G's on the job. He paid Nate $50.
Won't even cover the cost of fuel.
No. I mean, not today.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe. Maybe Biden. Then.
Yeah, a little shout out to Sleepy Joe.
Yep.
I wonder if he's wearing his Happy 4th of July shirt today for St. Patty's Day.
Bro, Merry Christmas. All right, Sammy, what do you got? Sam get another point for being on the job? I mean, Nate gets a point even in this episode.
Yeah. I don't think we need to walk around with our hand on our guns, but.
Well, they're trying to sell it, you know?
Point for Fee.
I think she's only got two. Sam's got like four.
Three.
No, he got the first point, and then he got a point for tailing Carla, and then he got a point for being on this job the same time that Nate got a point.
Yeah, but Sam has 3 points.
Did I just say three?
You said four.
Yeah.
He has three.
Oh. Well, she's only got two.
Yeah, okay. She's one behind him.
No. Okay, all right. I hate when he pretends to be an idiot.
It's his voice infliction.
It is. It is. Absolutely it is. He has an annoying voice when he pretends to be an idiot. Because think about it. If he's supposed to be special forces and a bodyguard,
he would have that gun gone.
And he wouldn't sound like a fucking retard. Drunk. Maybe, I guess.
Because he's acting as a drunk.
I guess. Is he drunk 24/7? Is that his angle? Like,
I think.
The guy that hit him clearly is doing a job. The other guy enjoys it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That guy's just having fun.
Yep, big old smile on his face. So it's happening. Lester's going to take Isabella. I thought there was a plan. This isn't just a snatch and grab for kidnapping insurance. Loading up some heroin, or what are we doing here?
Yeah, why not?
Michael's going to blow the job from the cops, and hopefully he'll decide there's no way he can pull it off.
But
He said he'd kill you. I know. I just have to make him believe that I don't care.
This guy's got to be smart enough to be like, what are the odds that this person that I'm already trying to kidnap is protected by this guy that I randomly met in a bar at some point? Uh-oh. We're loading.
Well, this hasn't happened before. Interesting.
So much for that highfalutin magic box you got, bud.
It's odd.
You know what this doesn't happen on? The DVD.
The fuck?
Hell yeah. It's great. I love it.
I love it. Shut up.
Hate to see it, folks.
We'll be right back after a message from our sponsors.
Commercials from the 90s. There we go. We got through a CoverGirl commercial from the 90s. Upset stomach, heartburn, indigestion. Yay, Pepto.
And diarrhea.
Well. Oh, and diarrhea, you're right. It's good product placement. Actually, it's bad product placement because he's not holding the bottle so you can read the Pepto-Bismol in the in the camera. NASCAR drivers would be mad at him right now.
Because
it's an art form they have perfected.
Yes.
The DuPont, cherry wine, Coca-Cola, Pennzoil DuPont number 26 did fantastic today. I like Sam's pinky ring. Random ass weird pinky ring.
It's some mob shit.
It is some mob shit, yeah. So do you think he gets a different burner for every job?
I don't know.
He's got it, right? Because, like, some of the people he's talking to are, like, if they ever got pissed off and decided to hunt them down. Ow.
Yeah.
What was that for?
Danny.
What?
You forgot her birthday.
I didn't forget shit. Her husband took her out.
You didn't text her, though.
Oh, it's not my fault. I'm not married to her.
She told me to hit you.
Okay, good for her.
So that was from her.
It's in my calendar.
I said happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Aren't you just the greatest person in the world?
Mom sure seems to think so.
It happens.
It's coming out of the Kenosha Aldi. I see
that. What the f- out of Kenosha? That's crazy.
Yep. Solid hour.
Holy shit. Dude, we could have driven a pig in bag.
Yep. But it wouldn't have been those brats.
Oh, my God. Those brats from Aldi were fantastic last time we had them.
Yes.
Yeah. Somehow the best breads I've ever had in my life came from an Aldi's.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching them a lesson not to just hire a drunk right out the gate because you don't know shit about this guy.
Jerry, I'm an angel. I was testing you.
See, okay, yeah, he's a drunk, but they're attacking a dude that they know is special forces. It is sort of insane that he's still going to go through with it, considering mm-hmm. that he knows that Mike is going to, like, flip and call the cops and stuff. Well, fake Mike.
Yeah.
Especially do it in such a flashy way that's going to include a murder.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like it would track with what they're
trying to do.
Trying to do.
Slipper clink.
How you like them? Are those the new ones that I got you?
Do they look like rags?
No. How do you like them, huh?
They're good.
Yeah.
They're broken in now.
Yeah.
So they feel a little loose.
They're good.
They're good.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta pound those holes a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just takes something big.
Yes. And girthy.
And girthy. Moving in and out of the hole.
Yes. To really form it.
To really form it and get it to what you need it to be.
Yeah. And they're warm.
Right.
Sometimes moist.
Yeah. Well, you don't get a little sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they do keep them pretty warm.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like a good sweaty hole.
Yep.
So there's a continuity error right here. And it's, oh my God, here we go again. All right.
What the hell?
Hold on. Okay. Okay. When he's speeding at the car, the far away shots, the car is empty.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
poor girl. And you will be judged.
Just psychotic.
It's weird.
Religious yeah, person. Right?
It's the opposite of the devil episode.
Yep. He's looking up.
Yep. It's a little bit of, well. I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't responded to that 911 call. Probably the same thing, because someone else would have. That, you know what that implies? I'll give Fee a point for that, because that implies that she arranged for him to be stabbed in prison.
So that's 3-3.
3-3. And one. Nate has a point.
Yes.
Yep.
That dress gives her a point.
Stop. Mr. I'm fair about everything all of a sudden. They have bullshit. It's not even a good dress. What's happening?
Carla.
Yeah. Has to be, right?
Michael, I got a call from some woman. And she said, Nate is in serious trouble. I can lose my house. And she said, Michael, to tell you that her name was
Carla. I'm going to call you back.
Okay, so we're about to get the other continuity error, I think, here coming up. She looks way... I'm going to be honest. Okay, wearing a helmet is safe. It makes you look less cool.
Yes.
Right? When she's trying to ride off and be awesome, and she has to put a fucking helmet on.
That's not obvious.
No, right. Fucking they're not 50 even hiding.
Feet away. Yeah. I'm standing behind a pole, and Sam's fucking not even, fishing.
Sam's not even dressed like a fisherman.
They're all staring.
Sam's not even dressed like a fisherman.
She looks like a hooker with an ice cream cone.
They're not. Come on. She can see them, right?
Well, oh, my God. God, you need those for 20 feet
the
away.
The binoculars are less. Out. Yeah, because he wants this close-up shot of her face.
Oh, God.
Good Lord, Mike. Way to be inconspicuous. If she dead nuts looked into the binos, I would be like, yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah, they all got him.
Oh, my God. Of course it is. Yeah!
No shit!
Obviously!
No
See,
shit.
See, put Carla in like something like that, that rollerblader was wearing. I'm down for that. It's a setup. Fucking obvious. They can all see you, dude. They can all see you.
Yes. All right, so Sam and Fee both get a point.
Yep, because they're both doing a thing.
Correct.
Yep. So we're still tied.
Unlike cars,
motor. Do, 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 do. Okay.
So any theft measures are outdated and easy to get around.
Is that true?
What?
Are security measures on your bike outdated and not useful?
I mean, this was in 2000 fucking 8. So it's probably like a fucking 2005 Honda.
Yeah. Now we're going to be coming up on the other.
And now mine's a key fob.
Yeah.
So there's no way to turn it on unless you have the code.
Yeah. We're coming up on the other continuity here. And interestingly enough, this continuity error is actually a double continuity error.
The electronic stability program was originally developed to help keep cars from sliding on ice roads.
Yeah, did you know that?
When you need to slide, you can simply turn it off.
Yeah, but nowadays most cars you gotta like go into a menu to do it. That's just like one button on your steering wheel.
Press the brake five times, hit the gas to the floor twice, turn the car off, turn it back on.
It's a whole, you're not gonna
turn your radio to 88.9.
You're not going
to
do it while you're driving. No. Yeah.
Is this still the same point?
This is all the same point because she's doing... he told her to go do this while Sam goes and does the other thing.
See if Sam... but Sam actually has to complete said task.
No. You don't have to complete.
Yes, he does.
You just have to do it.
He has to do something for the betterment.
He's doing it right now.
How is he? He's going to
the sniper's house to stop the sniper. That's what he's doing
now. But maybe he won't. So I don't know if you get a point if you don't actually complete the task.
Right now. See, part of the issue is we're in a two-parter.
That's true. So we need to keep track of our points.
Yeah.
Which we
through,
could.
Through. We'll have to make a note because we'll have to go through the next
episode.
We could
get through the next one because the dirt race doesn't start till 2:30.
2:30. We could pound through it.
And then we could watch part of the dirt race, another.
We could do that.
And then we can be a little, little breathing room.
If we're starting the next one, what time is it right now?
It's 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
The race don't start till 2:30.
Yeah. So if we're starting the race one at like 2:15.
Yeah.
We'll be good.
Yeah.
Because we'll start a little early. And then, cause like I said, I got to leave like 3:15.
Yeah.
Okay. So we just missed the continuity error. When he slides under, you can see that it's his stunt double because his long hair is sticking out of the back of the helmet.
Oh.
And the stunt double is wearing gloves.
And he's not.
And he's not. Is this fly down?
I don't know.
It looked like his fly was down for a second there. All right, okay. So he went to the sniper's house and it's burned down. So he did his thing.
But he didn't burn it down.
No. But his job was to go to the sniper's house, which he did. He accomplished it. So it's 4-4 right now.
Jumps off the balcony. I wish that it didn't blow up.
That would be funny as hell.
He just laying there.
That'd be funny as hell. So he just jumped onto the charger, though. They don't show it, but the charger's parked there.
Yeah.
He just jumped onto the charger. Yeah. So it's a two-parter. So I don't know that we can rate it in Michaels yet.
No.
Although I will say, I think we can rate this part. And then at the end of the next one, we rate the whole thing.
I would say a 7. Because there's a lot of moving parts in
there's
here.
There's a lot. Because they cover
and
a lot of
different avenues of investigation.
It covers a lot of Carla ground in this episode.
And it also has side business.
It does have side business.
Would have ended in death.
Yeah, I feel like a 7's right. I feel like a 7's right.
It was very combustive.
Yeah, right at the end. Right at the end, it definitely was.
No, that's not the right word.
Combustive is explosive.
Yeah,
so it definitely was right at the end there.
Shut up.
So, do we want to pull metrics right now,
or do we want to do it before the
race? Or do we want to? We're going to have like
15 minutes
more than that because the race. It's not like they start driving at 2:30. So we'll do metrics at the start of that one.
Yeah,
but we'll wrap this one.
Yep.
So current standings are we're at what 7 Michaels I think is fair for the
7
first,
Michaels for the first part one
and then
4-4
Sam and Fear at 4-4
1-4
and 1-4 Nate.
Yep, Nate's on the board.
He's on the board. We have to count it. He's got to be listed as on the board.
Now he's in jail.
He's in jail. So and then now we're gonna fast forward to January of 2009
from
September of 2008. For part
it's
two.
It's a very long.
It really is.
That's a huge cock.
It really is. You know, it's interesting because, like, when we look at the times that these episodes aired, like, I was in the middle of college, and I don't remember being into this show, like, at the point that these were new episodes
Correct.
On TV.
I got into the show after, like, years after.
Yeah, I remember watching it when I was probably, like, a senior couch, like 2010.
That's about when I started watching it.
Yeah, because I would say the first time that I remember it being like I was watching like week-to-week live episodes, Jesse was around.
Okay.
Which would be like season 4. So like season 3, you know what I mean? So that would make sense that like probably the tail end of... Because when did you say Jesse shows up?
12.
2012?
thing.
That can't be right.
April 2nd of 2012.
So season 4 comes out 3 years after season 2? We gotta Google it again, people.
I'm sorry, 2010.
Yeah, that makes sense, because that's when I
graduated. April of 2010.
Which makes sense, because that's when I graduated.
See, but that doesn't make sense either.
Yeah, why doesn't it make sense? That makes total sense. Because
Jesse says that he... Okay.
Let's go back here. Because all of season, all or most of season three happened in 2009. And then
August 26th of 2010 is when
fall of, yeah, correct, because season four would start in fall of 2010.
June
of 2010. Oh, so it's over because it took place over the summer.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that tracks then. That feels right. That feels right for what I'm remembering. So, yeah. Do you have anything else you want to say at the end of this episode? Otherwise, we'll
Cool. We'll move on.
We'll wrap this episode and.
This should be perfect timing for that.
We'll take a little breaky break here. Yeah, and
I'll get our Aldi brats boiling.
Perfect.
And then, we'll go from there.
I dig it. All right, everybody.
Well, toodaloo, folks.
If you have questions, comments, email us at...
TheWisconsinGoodbye.
@gmail.com. He stood up before we did our bit, so he had to come back.